just one interesting and important minhag that is brought down by the Binu Chaim Palachi in his Mu'ed Kol Chai, when he talks about the month of Sivan. Erev Shavuot Yefrish Tish'im V'achat Perutot. He says on Erev Shavuot you should designate 91 coins. V'yashlim ad shi'ur shne pa'amim ben. And after you designate the 91, you should add one coin at a time until you get to twice ben. Ben is 52, so twice ben is 104. That means you just add 13 coins to the group. V'yitenem l'tamid chacham ani ve'anav. And then you give it out to a tamid chacham. V'hu tikun la'avon adam arishon. V'avon ha'egel. U'lefegam ha'berit. V'hu sigula l'chasuche banim. U'mkarev ha'geula. Besides the fact it's tikun for the sin of adam arishon, whatever that means, and the avon of the egel, which we always want to make a tikkun for that, the berit milah, the pegam, bar minan, if people don't have children, hasuche banim, it's a sigula to have children, umekarev geula, and it also brings the geula. So whoever wants, in order to fulfill this minhag, will make it very easy. Today, you can go to the bank and get for yourself 104, if you want to do quarters, that would be fair. Let's say you want to do dollars, kol hakavod, whatever a person can afford. But even quarters is okay. You want to get dollars, kol hakavod. Then take nine silver dollars. Oh, Israel. Keeps on getting more and more and more. Take 91, put it in the bag. Say, I'm being mafrish this for tamidei hachamim, tzadikim, anav. And then take the other 13 and add it to the bag. If you want to bring it to me tomorrow morning with your name on it, with other Hashem, I can be your shaliach tomorrow. I'll go around to different Tamidei Chachamim that are in the community, and I'll be your shaliach in order to deliver them the ma'ot so they get it before Shavuot. Again, that's the way we can fulfill this minhag. Furthermore, Reb Chaim Palachi brings down later on, he says, Mishe'enu yashen balayla hazot, whoever does not sleep on the night of the Shavuot, Yehielo li simana tava, he has a good siman, Deelo yanu velo yishal mazalo, his mazal will not sleep as well. Umuftach lo di yashlim shenato, he's guaranteed that Be'azat Hashem, he will make it through the year. Bezoche lebanim, ubne banim, tamidei hachamim, ve'ose tikun ha'shechina, umetaken pegam hare'ut. Which means if he saw things that he's not supposed to, the tikkun of looking at the Vrei Torah that night is metaken the eyes as well. And he writes from the Simchat HaRegel, which is the Chida, Ve'od lo te yidi'a mash katul mura ariza ki hora'at chaye adam hi bezu alayla. Lachen yizdarez me'od bechol yichoto. A lot of things that happen to the person in the course of the year are because of what he does on that night. Last but not least, he comes along and says, "Yeshulomed, that's the dra. Yizaher shelo ledaber sihat cholin bechol alayla. Person should be careful not to talk idle chatter. Ve'afilu davar echrechi. Even if something is necessary, im kozei yebodashon hakodesh. If you have to say something that's out of Torah, try to speak in lashon hakodesh. Umesva alechacham shel medrash, and it's a mitzvah on the rabbi of the medrash lehazhir shelo yaskod v'nei batala." No idle chatter, uschok, mekalutrosh, lightheadedness, all that stuff. Ki az na'al lahem ashena v'ana'al le'olam. It's better off they go to sleep. It's better for them and it's better for the world. Mi she'enu yachol lesbod betefilat pelikar. Let's say a person, by staying up all night, he cannot pray with the right kavana. Yoter tov she'ishal me'at. With all that, with all the sigulot and all that said, of course tefilah is the main item. If a person not going to be able to pray with the right kavana, it's better that he should go to sleep a little, just to break his to break the sleep. Okay, Baruch Adonai Olam, Amen.